This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What's up, everybody? My name is Russell, and what time is it? It is Hero Time, in which I'll be bringing you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your hearing pleasure. Coming up this week, Daredevil will be back in the MCU. Charlize Theron felt unsafe with Tom Hardy filming Mad Max Fury Road. Marvel releases a photo of the Spider-Man meme, and Krypton's Aaron Pierre is cast in the MCU Blade. But first up in our top story, and a spoiler warning for those who haven't seen Spider-Man No Way Home and Hawkeye, coming from the folks of IGN, Daredevil star Charlie Cox has confirmed that he will return as Daredevil again. Regarding his cameo in Spider-Man No Way Home, Cox said that he heard about a huge cinema reactions, but didn't get one when he watched the movie. During an interview with Radio Times, the 39-year-old Marvel superhero confirmed that he will suit up as the Man Without Fear for the MCU, but wouldn't divulge in what or when. "I know something," he said. "I don't know much, but I know there will be something else. Quite what that something else will be is a mystery." But Cox had previously hinted that there would be another face-off with Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin in the future. "Look, I don't have any idea what anyone's plans are at this stage," he explained earlier this month, "but I presume there's more for us to do." Recently, Marvel boss Kevin Feige confirmed that Charlie Cox would return as Daredevil. Then shortly after this, Cox made a surprise cameo in Spider-Man No Way Home. However, while many audiences went wild for Cox's return as Matt Murdock, he didn't get to see the surprised gasps himself. "It's funny, I got so many text messages and so many calls about that moment in the cinema," he said. "My nephew sent me a recording of everyone cheering, so I snuck into a movie theater near where I live and literally stood in a corridor, and sadly, my experience was it was dead quiet. I was so disappointed," he added. "My wife was with me and she was recording me, because it'd be fun to have that moment of everyone cheering, and then tumbleweed." Clearly, there are plans to get Charlie Cox's Daredevil back into the MCU. What those plans are remains a mystery. However, with Vincent D'Onofrio reprising his role as Kingpin in a hit TV show Hawkeye, it looks as though Marvel is assembling all pieces for a big Daredevil comeback. Up next, and I'm warning you, what you're about to hear from this report from IGN is very heavy and serious. Mad Max Fury Road star Charlize Theron says she didn't feel safe on set due to tensions with co-star Tom Hardy. It's no secret that Hardy and Theron had a troubled partnership while filming Fury Road, but a new book by Kyle Buchanan titled Blood, Sweat, and Chrome, The Wild and True Story of Mad Max Fury Road, shed some light on the tensions, and it's a disturbing read. Theron says she spent several weeks on that movie where I wouldn't know what was going to come to my way, and that's not necessarily a nice thing to feel when you're on a job. It was a little bit like walking on thin ice. Speaking to Buchanan, Theron and several members of the crew who took part in a lengthy shoot in the Namibian desert accused Tom Hardy of unprofessional behavior. Hardy was apparently known for turning up to set late, and during one incident, this boiled over to a furious argument between Hardy and Theron. Hardy, along with the rest of the cast and crew, was required to be on set by 8 a.m. After producers made a special request for Hardy to turn up on time, he nevertheless turn up 3 hours late. All while Theron was on set and ready to shoot, despite the fact that she was a new mother at the time, with her baby in childcare nearby. Director George Miller admits that he felt disappointed about the process and added, "Looking back, if I had to do it again, I would probably be more mindful." Several crew members noted that the on-set friction may have helped the on-screen tension between Max and Imperator Furiosa. Those interviewed seemed to argue that it was Hardy who made matters worse. Assistant cameraman Ricky Schamberg said that Hardy was very provocative, while Theron was the easiest person to deal with. Nicholas Holt, who played Nuts, said it was like being on your summer holiday and the adults in front of the car arguing. Hardy responded to the allegations by saying, "I was in over my head in many ways. The pressure on both of us was overwhelming at times," he added. "What she needed was a better, perhaps more experienced partner in me. That's something that can't be faked. I like to think that now that I'm older and uglier, I could rise to that occasion." Hardy recently admitted that Mad Max Fury Road was ultimately Furiosa's movie, and despite having a tough time on set, Theron found it a little heartbreaking when the role of Furiosa was recast for the upcoming sequel. Up next, this report from IGN contains spoilers for Spider-Man No Way Home and Into the Spider-Verse. Spider-Man No Way Home may have teased the Spider-Man pointing meme, but it looks as though Marvel actually shot their own version of it. Celebrating the upcoming release of No Way Home on 4K Ultra HD and Blu-ray, Marvel has unveiled a rather cool image of all three Spider-Men stood facing each other, pointing, mirroring the classic meme. The original meme is a still image from the 1960s Spider-Man cartoon, in which two people in Spider-Man costumes are shown pointing at each other. The episode Double Identity depicts a chameleon-like criminal who is impersonating the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. But Marvel's version features the three different Spider-Man actors, Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire. By now, the secret's out. All three Spider-Men appeared in No Way Home after Doctor Strange cracked open the multiverse with a spell to help Peter Parker. And in some of the MCU's best cameos since the Stan Lee cameos, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire came to his aid. But while this is the first time we've seen the classic Spider-Man meme with all three big screen Spider-Men, there was a version that appeared in the movie, and it was all Andrew Garfield's idea. It kind of happened naturally on that scaffolding scene with Peter 1, Peter 2, and Peter 3, said Garfield. "I remember having a lightning bolt and running into the set and telling the director, John Watts, 'I got it, I got it.'" Of course, we saw this meme represented in another Spider-Man movie too, with Into the Spider-Verse's post-credit scene. That movie saw Spider-Man 2099's Miguel O'Hara transported into the universe of the original cartoon, reenacting the scene. Spider-Man No Way Home stars Tom Holland as Peter Parker, along with Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield as their own versions of Spider-Man. They were joined by Zendaya, Jacob Batalon, Marissa Tomei, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Jon Favreau. John Watts directed that movie from a script by Chris McKenna and Eric Summers, based on the characters created by comic book legend Stan Lee. The final report of the day, reports coming from, you guessed it, IGN, states that the upcoming Blade reboot just added Krypton star Aaron Pierre. According to Deadline, the 27-year-old British actor will co-star alongside Mahershala Ali in the upcoming reboot of Marvel's Vampire Hunter franchise. Known for his role of Dev M in the Man of Steel prequel,